Hello and welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and reading today, as I have been for several days now, from the Free Grace Broadcaster, the winter 2019 issue. This will be the last article that I will read. There are about 10 or 11. I've read seven. I will have read seven after today. There's a couple other names on here I won't be reading. They're not bad. I just don't know them too well, and I don't think you do. Wilhelmus Brackel. There's Octavius Winslow. You may know that name. Let me see. Those are the two that I don't know on here. What I wanted to do was just share some of the best ones for you and hopefully get you to write to these people at chapel@mountzion.org, a chapel library. It's chapel@mountzion.org. Write them an email. Tell them you'd like to receive this booklet yourself. And every 3 months or so, you'll get the booklet in the mail free. There's no follow-up. They don't try to bombard you with requests for money. But they have a theme that each booklet is about. The theme this quarter was self-examination. I've been totally blessed by this, even sent some of this to my own family. For self-examination is something we all need. Just a very short one now by J.C. Ryle. We covered him earlier, but he has another article in here, and it's called Applying Self-Examination. It's the end of a book, actually, that he wrote. J.C. Ryle, you'll recall, lived from 1816 to 1900, was an Anglican bishop during that time. He says, "I end my inquiries here. I might easily add to them, but I trust I've said enough at the beginning of this volume to stir up self-inquiry and self-examination in many minds. God is my witness that I have said nothing that I do not feel of paramount importance to my own soul. I only want to do good to others. Let me now conclude all with a few words of practical application. First, is any reader of this paper, any listener, asleep and utterly thoughtless about religion? Oh, awake and sleep no more. Look at the churchyards and cemeteries. One by one, the people around you are dropping into them, and you must lie there one day. Look forward to a world to come. Lay your hand on your heart and say, if you dare, that you are fit to die and meet God." Ah, you're like one sleeping in a boat, drifting down the stream toward the falls of Niagara. "What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. Awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." That's in John 1:6 and Ephesians 5:14. Is any reader of this paper feeling self-condemned and afraid that there is no hope for his soul? Well, cast aside your fears and accept the call of our Lord Jesus Christ to sinners. Hear him saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Matthew 11:28, John 7:37, and 6:37. Doubt not that these words are for you, as well as for anyone else. Bring all your sins, unbelief, sense of guilt, unfitness, doubts, infirmities. Bring it all to Christ. "This man receiveth sinners, and he will receive you," Luke 15:2. Do not stand still, halting between two opinions, and waiting for a convenient season. Rise! He calleth thee, Matthew 10 and Mark 10:49. Come to Christ this very day. Is any reader of this paper a professing believer in Christ, but a believer without much joy and peace and comfort? Take advice this day. Search your own heart and see whether the fault be not entirely your own. Very likely you're sitting at ease, content with a little faith, a little repentance, a little grace, a little sanctification, and unconsciously shrinking back from extremes. You'll never be a very happy Christian at this rate if you live to the age of Methuselah. If you love life and would see good days, change your plan without delay. Come out boldly and act decidedly. Be thorough, thorough, very thorough in your Christianity. Set your face fully towards the sun. Lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset you. Strive to get nearer to Christ, to abide in him, to cleave to him, to sit at his feet like Mary, and to drink full draughts out of the fountain of life. These things, says John, write we unto you, that your joy may be full, 1 John 1:4. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Is any reader of this paper a believer, oppressed with doubts and fears on account of his feebleness, infirmity, sense of sin? Remember the text that says of Jesus, a bruised reed shall he not break, smoking flax he shall not quench, Matthew 11 or 12:20. Take comfort in the thought that this text is for you. What though your faith be feeble? It's better than no faith at all. The least grain of life is better than death. Perhaps you're expecting too much in this world. Earth is not heaven. You are yet in your body. Expect little from self, but much from Christ. Look more to Jesus and less to yourself. Finally, is any of you sometimes downcast by the trials he meets within the way to heaven? Bodily trials, family trials, trials of circumstances, trials from neighbors, trials from the world. Look up to a sympathizing Savior at God's right hand and pour out your heart before him. He can be touched with the feeling of your infirmities, for he suffered, himself being tempted. Are you alone? So is he. Are you misrepresented and calumniated? So is he. Are you forsaken by friends? So is he. Are you persecuted? So is he. Are you wearied in body, grieved in spirit? Well, so is he. Yes, he can feel for you. He can help as well as feel. Then learn to draw nearer to Christ. The time is short. Yet a little time, and all will be over. We shall soon be with the Lord, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. There is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. You have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. That's Proverbs 23:18 and Hebrews 10:36-37. That's from a book called Practical Religion, J.C. Ryle. It's in the public domain. We copy it with permission. We read it with permission. That is, I was given, because it's in the public domain, I can read it. But also the people at Free Grace Broadcaster have given me their seal of approval, and they are allowing me to read anything that comes in this little booklet, and so I do. But I hope that you'll get the booklet yourself. You can either read along with me in days to come, or just read it, enjoy, and be blessed by it. One little footnote here. I said at the beginning, as I was reading, I gave an improper reference. The "What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God." That's not from John. I knew it when I was saying it, but it said J-O-N, and I right away said John. Well, that's Jonah. Jonah 1:6 is where you'll find that. Well, I'm thinking of, and I believe I'm going to read to you in days to come, as the Lord gives the right times, from the book that I just wrote called Cries from Among Us. It's basically a series of blogs that I put together. There's 94 blogs in here. It'll take a little while to read, not as long as the book of Romans that we just went through, for sure. But I want to, and I won't read every word of this. There are things that I cannot share from this book. But what it is a book that addresses the possibility of Christians going a little too far with their discipline of children. Now, I understand that most Christian parents these days go the other way. They don't either do anything or they do so little that it's not effective. But we're dealing with some, both in institutions and in Christian families, who have gone too far. And I want to address that. We'll address it from the Bible and also give you lots of personal illustrations, not personal, but illustrations of people. I won't use names. I'll not be talking about any person or condemning people, but we will be condemning certain ideas that have crept into the church, as ideas are wont to do, right? And so much is here among us. So I hope that you'll join us for that. Cries from Among Us. You can get the book now. It's available right there at the bookstore on Sermon Audio where you're at. Just click on store and you'll see that. But I'm not selling books. And in fact, when I start this reading, I will put a PDF, for those who know what that is. I'll put the whole thing right there where you can just click on it and read it right there without a penny being spent. And I rejoice and do that. But if you want the book, it's available. Well, God bless you today. Hey, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.